USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. NASCAR is investigating after a noose turned up in the garage of Bubba Wallace on Saturday at Talladega Super Speedway. Wallace, who is black, the only top-tier black driver in NASCAR, says he's incredibly saddened, and he says it serves as a reminder of how much further we have to go as a society. Nevertheless, he says he is not going to let it break him, and he will continue driving. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NBC News is reporting that President Trump is angry about low turnout for his rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Saturday, and also angry that campaign personnel revealed that six members of his advance team had tested positive for the coronavirus just prior to the rally. The Tulsa fire marshal estimated the crowd at 6,200 supporters. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York, says Attorney General Bill Barr deserves to be impeached, but he says it won't happen, as he says the effort would be a waste of time because the Senate is still controlled by Republicans. He spoke after Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Nadler's home state, was fired by the administration. Nadler says his committee will look at the firing at a hearing on Wednesday, though. Whether Berman will be there, Nadler told CNN.
We have invited Berman, and I'm sure he will. I don't know about Wednesday, but I'm sure he will testify.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Phase 2 of New York City's reopening after the worst of the coronavirus shutdown beginning today. It includes barbershops, hair salons, and outdoor dining. More than 300,000 New Yorkers are also expected to return to their workplaces today. A long-running bid to make the nation's capital city a state is going to resume this week as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have voting power in Congress, and that has long been a bone of contention for residents in the nation's capital. Presently, the population of Washington, D.C. is higher than the population in several states, but it has a congressional representative, and she cannot cast a vote. Supporters of the change say D.C. residents pay taxes, fight in wars, and are bound by federal statutes. So, they should have a vote in Congress. But many Republicans oppose granting statehood to D.C. because its residents are predominantly Democratic.
Shark attacks way down this year in American waters, and experts believe it's because beaches have been closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Only 15 shark attacks have been reported worldwide from January through May. The University of Florida's International Shark Attack File is reporting the long-term average for the first 5 months of the year would be 25. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.